When it comes to racially motivated hate crimes, Black Americans are overwhelmingly targeted. They make up 66% of the victims of racially motivated hate crimes since 1995. A recent report by the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at California State University San Bernardino shows that anti-Black hate crimes were among the most common of any in at least 5 of the 10 largest U.S. cities in 2017. And when it comes to extremist ideologies, there have been incidents of attacks inspired by the so-called Islamic State. For example, the mass shootings at Pulse Nightclub in 2016 and the San Bernardino Health Center in 2015. But statistically, white American men in the U.S. pose a bigger threat than foreigners committing acts of extremism. But you might not know that based on some of the coverage and political rhetoric surrounding extremism.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
I think Islam hates us.
I want surveillance of certain mosques, okay?
Journalists have also been complicit in the narrative that often paints white perpetrators as quiet or lone wolves, rather than labeling them as terrorists, as they're often quicker to do with non-white perpetrators. Extremist attacks committed by those who are Muslim receive, on average, 357% more U.S. press coverage than those committed by non-Muslims, according to a recent university study.
If all the domestic terrorists who are white males were covered as heavily and connected together in one story, we would have a different image that would come to our mind.
In fact, Muslims and Jews are among the most frequent religious targets of white supremacist violence. Muslims comprise 24% and Jews 54% of victims of religiously motivated hate crimes, according to the FBI's most recent data.
You know, in people's minds, they don't really put together that this is a pattern of violent activity connected to one ideology, basically white supremacy, in the same way that they do when they think about extremist Muslim violence.
But when it comes to actually being charged with terrorism, recent data from an investigative nonprofit, the Nation Institute, shows that when terrorist incidents result in arrest, Muslim perpetrators are far more likely to be charged than far-right perpetrators. A very small number of white supremacist cases do result in terrorism charges. But what about the Oklahoma City bomber? What about the Parkland school shooter? Indeed, all of these people had a well-documented history of racist, homophobic, or anti-Semitic views.